would rather the firestorms of atmospheres than this cruel descent from a million years of dreams into the starkness of the capsule, where two of our crew still lay suspended cool in their tombs of sleep. The nagging choirs of memory, the tubes and wires worming from their flesh to machinery I would have to cut. Such midwifery is but one function of a leader here. Floating in a sack of fluid dark, a clear century of dreams away from Earth, where man still stares from the trauma of his birth, attending to the hypnotapes, assuring him that this is reality, however grim. Our journey's end. Landing itself was nothing. We touched upon a shelf of rock selected by the auto mind. And left a galaxy of dreams behind.
And left your galaxy of dreams behind.
And left your galaxy of dreams behind.
And left your dreaming galaxies so very far behind.